There's a little bit of a story I'm going to tell you here. It's based on the, I suppose, what goes up must come down theory, and what goes in must come out. We are speaking of Australian-based sustainability expert Kevin O'Grady. He took part in what was called a water stewardship audit of a health authority in Scotland. He learned about the impact of pharmaceuticals in wastewater. What he discovered, less than 30% of medicines that we take are actually absorbed by the body, and that there is a phenomenon called crush and flush. That's where people dispose of unused pills down the toilet. Let's be honest, there are some things we dispose of down the toilet without even thinking. He also discovered wastewater treatment cannot currently remove residues of common drugs like ibuprofen. So what happens with drugs like that? They just simply remain in the environment. So we may well ask ourselves a question, is this a global issue? I suppose, yes, it is. All over the world, antibiotics, antidepressants, hormones and other pharmaceuticals are ending up in wastewater and returning to our waterways. And guess what? Our drinking water. So what is a small health department in Scotland doing to address it? And is the rest of the world watching? Well, the short answer is we shall find out. I have a chat to Kevin O'Grady. He's a sustainability expert and a director of Pinnacle Quality and joins us on the program right now. Hi, Kevin.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. What are they doing in Scotland that might work? I guess this is something we don't think of. You might take tablets and then obviously at some point you go to the toilet. If you're not absorbing a lot of them, that means they're obviously finding their way into the wastewater system. Conversely, sure. You have some tablets, it's out of date, so you just flush them down the toilet without even thinking about it.
Yeah, indeed. And it is a global issue. And the National Health Service in Highlands, up in Wick, which is the farthest north you can go in Scotland without getting your feet wet, it's this little place has taken it on as a major challenge. And what they've done is, I was there because I work with a global standard called the Alliance Water Stewardship, which is being done all over the world and in Australia by companies who are serious about water issues. And what they've discovered is that their key issue is this, which is pharmaceuticals, unresolved pharmaceuticals in waterways. And so they're using the framework to try and address it. And I went up to basically audit them against the standard to see what they were doing.
So what were they doing?
Good question. So basically, this is an issue which is intractable. It's all over the world. I mean, and before you ask, yes, it's here also. I noticed from my research that the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission actually have a national wastewater drug monitoring program where they monitor residual drugs in the waterways to determine illicit drug use.
That's right. We work out how many people are on ice by how much of it is in the water.
And so there's got to be a lot of prescription drugs in there as well. So it is a problem here. So what they were doing is they were trying to quantify the problem, and they talked to a wide group of stakeholders who may be interested. They found that there was not an efficient way of having the drugs collected, so they've been initiating that. There was also something called a pill for every ill, which is something they're trying to educate out of people. They shouldn't necessarily be taking prescription drugs if they don't need them, and if obviously then they don't get back into the waterway. But one of their key findings, which makes the project interesting going forward, was that the current wastewater treatment can't deal with stuff like ibuprofen, and it does end up in the waterways and in the system. And so if it's happening there, it's happening all over the world. So they're at the very early stages of trying to work out how to address this problem, which they are causing, if you like. They're a health department. They're giving people tablets. And it's ending up in the waterways.
So are we going to be able to deal with it, though? I mean, you mentioned ibuprofen. Now, I guess, okay, if we're specifically going to develop something that takes that out of the waterways, great. The only problem is what happens if down the track there is a replacement drug that comes along for it, and it is indeed a very effective replacement. So let's take, for example, a drug like ibuprofen. It then comes off the market because nobody really uses it anymore because it's a replacement. There's no guarantee that we're going to have something for the replacement. And here's the other question. Is it even going to be economical? Is it even going to be possible to build plants that are going to take all of these drugs out of the system? Now, I realise we have different classes. We have different classifications of drugs. And I guess you might have a one-size-fits-a-category scenario. But is it even going to be possible to do that? That's the big question, Kevin.
well, this is why this health departments in Scotland have gone on this journey, because you don't know unless you ask. And so they were looking at the issues of wastewater treatment, and part of their project is to engage with the people doing wastewater treatment with what they know about the pharmaceuticals, and trying to develop cost-effective ways of getting it out there. Obviously, they're trying to improve monitoring and measuring so that they can measure their success in these things. They're changing the ways in which they do things, especially within the hospital. They're, if you like, they're internally treating all their own water, so things like chemotherapy drugs don't get into the waterways and things like that. So it's a very early days, but that's what the Alliance for Water Stewardship's all about. It's about identifying issues and then going on a journey to try and solve those. This has got to be one of the hardest ones I've ever seen, but also...
Hence my question, is it really solvable? And by the way, I'm not being flippant when I ask that question. No. It's a genuine question.
I believe it is. I believe technology will make it solvable. We've got chicken plants, for example, here in Australia, who are certified for the Alliance for Water Stewardship for their water use, and they're using what's called reverse osmosis in order to make the effluent from chicken farms able to be put back into the environment and you know, contribute to clean water flows. So yes, it can be done. It's but these people are now looking and working with their key stakeholders, and that's how water stewardship works. You identify the problem, you identify who's got the shared challenge, and suddenly you've got health department with all their information about pharmaceuticals working with the wastewater people, which otherwise would not have happened. And that's the strength of this sustainability approach.
Something you also mentioned was you made the reference, it's a term I've used quite a bit, a pill for every ill, which is certainly what a lot of people expect nowadays. That would require a change in mindset. Not only from the medical establishment, who many people would argue go hand in glove with Big Pharma and they have a financial interest in prescribing a lot of these pills, but also from the general public who expect them. Let's be honest, we have never taken more pills at any other time in our history than we do now.
I absolutely agree, but here's an organisation who are concentrating on water, and water's basic to all of us, and saying, hey, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. Maybe the pill for every ill is actually contributing to this problem of unresolved pharmaceuticals and wastewater, and maybe this is something we should be taking as a challenge and working away from, and that's exactly what they're doing.
I suppose the big question is, how come it's taken us so long to cotton onto this? It's not as though prescribing pills has been new. We also know what goes in must come out in various different ways. So it wouldn't have taken a Harvard medical degree to work this one out, would it?
I guess not. As a sustainability consultant, I come across these sort of issues, the good and the bad, globally, almost every time I go to work in these places. But having identified it, then the issue is, what are we going to do about it? And I think because the Alliance for Water Stewardship is active down here in Australia, we're certainly going to be looking to get a parallel project going down here with interested parties. And let's not just look at pharmaceuticals, because people who make cleaning products, you know, are very, very water conservative, but then they give it to us and we throw it down the sink. So, you know, it's a similar sort of thing. So we're looking at those parallels, and that we can't kill off the good work NHS Highlands have done and look at getting it going down here.
When we look at this as a long-term project, do you have the industries on side, such as the pharmaceutical and the medical industries? Because you're definitely going to need their backing if we're going to get somewhere with this. Because initially I can see their argument's going to be, well, we're prescribing only what people need. That will be their fundamental fallback position. You and I could have an argument and say, well, you know something, I think we could mount an argument to say that's not necessarily the case. And no, we don't necessarily have an MBBS, but I think we can still mount that argument. But that's where the problem comes in, isn't it? Because you can get two opposing forces where somebody says, well, you know something, Kevin, we are actually prescribing what people need and nothing more. And you might look at that and go, yeah, okay, I'm not 100% with you on that. So therefore, you obviously have to bring them on side. How do you propose to do it?
Well, let me let me just say that, especially in the example with the NHS Highlands, that was certainly an issue. And the companies were basically saying, well, where's the issue? We don't believe that there's an issue. But quite frankly, if you just simply Google pharmaceuticals and waterway, there's reports all over the world. And this clearly is an issue. And at the end, the weight of evidence was just overwhelming. And these guys went ahead and did it. The support of the pharmaceutical industry, well, in my experience, and I've been working with some of the big pharma and chemical companies, is that they can see the writing on the walls, and they do look at their business and take it down in certain directions where they wouldn't have done otherwise, because they can see that this is the way it's going to go and that consumer pressure will drive them. And that's how sustainability works. If consumers are saying, hey, what about this pharmaceuticals and waterways, then those companies will start to look at ways in which that they can share the challenge and move forward. But it does take initiatives like NHS Highlands to highlight the issue. Otherwise, quite frankly, we wouldn't have known about it.
And the other point that comes out of this then, of course, is persuading the public that they don't need to take as many drugs as perhaps arguably they have been.
Yeah, that's a longer-term challenge. And, that's something that many strategists who are cleverer than I would have to work through how they're going to do that.
Oh, that's going to be a challenge. I realise that's not an overnight thing, but it's definitely going to be a challenge. Kevin O'Grady, thank you very much for joining us on Perth Tonight.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Kevin O'Grady is a sustainability expert and the Director of Pinnacle Quality.